Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I do like Damian Woody. If Bruski was here, we're back.
Yeah,
seems like it. And I'll be honest, initially when he said that, I was like, okay, well, let's really look at the AFC. I don't believe in the Colts and I don't really believe in the Broncos, but how realistic is it that the road to the Super Bowl is going through Foxborough? When you really dig in on the schedules and you factor in how other teams around them are playing, and I'd say that about Denver starting on Thursday night against a Raiders team that, in fairness, you lost to way back in week one. And I'd say that about Monday Night Football last night, which was just an absolute trash can of a game between two Super Bowl contenders, the Packers and the defending champs in the Eagles.
It was a tough watch.
And then you look at not just the Patriots' schedule, like what's happened and who they've played, but what's left for the Patriots versus the Colts or the Patriots versus the Broncos. I think he's right. I think the road through the AFC will run through Foxborough. I think he's right.
Yeah, it feels like it. And what's still really funny to me is, and this for just further proves how wide open the AFC is, so like why not the Patriots, is right now odds to win the AFC. We were talking about odds to win the Super Bowl earlier, but odds to win the AFC. The team with the best odds and the team with the fourth best odds aren't even in the playoffs right now. Chiefs and Ravens. So it's sort of like speaking to nobody really trusts the teams that are in it right now.
Right.
The division leaders all have sort of some issues, right? Because the Bills also have the second best odds. They are not leading the division. Then you do have the Colts in there. And then right after the Ravens is the Pats and the Broncos kind of tied for fifth.
And I'd wholeheartedly agree with that. Like, who do I fear more, the Broncos or the Chiefs? Who do I fear more, the Colts or the Ravens? Like, I would...
Oh, I don't think it's wrong. I would probably move the Colts lower.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to say the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens, with those three quarterbacks, even with the slow starts that they are all off to, some of it with, you know, injury with Lamar, which really excuses away why their team is below 500 out of the playoffs. Like, I get it. But they all have issues, too. I mean, the Bills' defense hasn't been great. Their receivers are nothing. The Ravens' defense is trash. The Chiefs have had a bunch of different injuries. And so those teams are all kind of, you know, underachieving to this point. But it's like, all right, we're not going to fully buy in on all the teams that are out to these great starts yet. Either, all these 8-2 teams. So you're like, I don't know, why can't it be the Patriots?
So I asked this earlier, and you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. And I want to hear a name. Like, there's a couple of names I would pick off this list, but ESPN did their power rankings earlier today.
Yeah.
Patriots were fourth. They're all the way up to number four.
Yeah, that's
and
something.
They are the second highest AFC team. The Colts are three, the Pats are four.
All right.
But when we went through all the different teams in the top 10, maybe the Rams and maybe the Seahawks, I'd give you on who is playing better than the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
And even they, and you made a good point about this, Keith, even they aren't really beating anyone. I mean, I think they're beating teams convincingly and, you know, really running away from teams and dominating. So if you want to say they're playing well and getting style points against bad teams, fine. Maybe I'd listen on the Rams. Maybe I'd listen on the Seahawks. I don't think the Eagles are playing better than the Pats. They have better wins in the NFC. I don't think there's a team in the AFC with better wins than the Pats. The Eagles have it. But are they playing better than the Patriots? Did you watch last night?
Mm.
Are they playing better on offense than the Pats?
Didn't seem like it.
Maybe on defense they are, but on offense,
yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lions, Dan Campbell's now calling plays because they're so unhappy with how things have gone. Bills and Bucks are 7-8. You beat them. Broncos are 9. Did you watch on Thursday? Chargers are playing well. They are. But I still want to see more out of that team before I say they're going to take the AFC from the Patriots. So I don't know who that team would be in the AFC that's playing better than the Pats, and that's before you even get into the remaining schedules.
Yeah, no team has a stranglehold on it this year, and that's, I guess, you know, part of the fun that it is so wide open because you have the defending AFC champs are Patrick Mahomes, and you're wondering, like, at what point will it finally be it for them? You know, in last year, they made it all the way to the Super Bowl, but then they got smacked around. And then now this year, like, again, they're 5-4, right? So, like, they haven't looked great. And then the defending champs certainly don't, right? Like, they have a good record, but all the stuff with A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, like, I don't know how the quarterback and the top receiver feel about each other. I don't know how the top receiver and the coach feel about each other. Now, maybe they'll win it again on defense. Like, who knows? They were a really good defense last year, and they added at the deadline this year and got in some more good players. But Saquon seems like a step slower than he did a year ago. They just don't have the same feel as they did.
Still can't believe Terp took him.
Terp's taken Saquon a couple of times this year.
Yeah, I even talked it up on Friday, too. I was like, wow, he's plus money.
So I updated the Bozo individual rankings, or records, if you will.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
I took the time to do this, my own personal time.
Get ready.
This was off the clock I did this.
Get ready to brag, because I think we can brag on our behalf.
Through 10 weeks,
yep.
So 10 Bozo touchdown picks.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both are 6-4.
So we're typically taking plus money. We're not taking minus money.
Everybody but Terp takes plus money. So which is going to be funny when you hear the rest of these standings.
We're both 6-4, taking plus money anytime scores on the NFL season. That's pretty good.
I think so.
It's profitable. We have commercials.
You know what that is?
We have commercials on here bragging about worse records than that. No, okay, so that's pretty good.
6-4 is not bad.
What else?
Nick is 5-5.
Good.
So he'll get you a winner as often as he'll get you a loser.
Sure.
But he's in there.
I started pretty bad.
But when it's that's true. You turn it around.
But when it's plus money, he might even be coming out ahead.
He for sure is.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely is. Billy's 3-7.
Okay.
But I think he's got back-to-back hits.
Can't win them all, but he's heating up.
No. Terp, 1-9. To the point where our guy Dice, who frequents the text and the Twitter, he had a pretty good proposal. He takes Terp's spot.
It's not bad.
And I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
1-9, especially when you're the lone Bozo on a Monday night game.
Now,
and you already earlier in the year took Saquon Barkley at like minus 190 or something insane.
You may notice Terp
Shine did offer to give Terp picks, by the way.
Oh, good.
Brian just put Terp.
I mean, Terp's not here. Terp's not here today.
No, what happened to him?
No, I don't. It's stolen.
No, he's here.
Stolen valor,
I think. Oh, he is here?
Oh, is he here? He's here later on today?
Yep.
Okay.
Look at his wounds.
He's already dreading Pure Hoops tomorrow, by the way.
He somehow survived his cement shoes at the bottom of the harbor. Oh, I don't know how he did that.
He swam out of there.
But okay.
But that was brutal. There was a PS5 on the line watching Saquon Barkley get tackled at the line of scrimmage.
Game and a controller.
You could have gotten a great game.
But to your point, he doesn't look the same this year, and the Eagles don't look the same.
You could have gotten a college football game if you want. You could have gotten Madden. Could have got whatever game you wanted.
True.
And a controller for a friend.
Maddening. I think the Patriots are playing as well as any team in the league, but Keith, we're being accused on the text line of cheerleader radio.
Well, the team's good. What do you want us to tell you?
Guys, this is cheerleader radio.
Cheerleader radio. We told the Bruins and Celtics to tank.
I don't believe in the Colts. I don't believe in Denver, but the Patriots, whoopee! What happened to you two? This blows. I think it's pretty obvious the difference between the Colts and the Broncos, and if you don't see that, I don't know what to tell you. They're all 8-2.
No, the Broncos are wild,
One team has the MVP at quarterback. Taylor's been unbelievable, but at quarterback, it's a pretty important position. The other two don't. The other two have Bo Nix and Daniel Jones, so if you can't see the difference between those two teams, I really genuinely don't know what to tell you, but let me try to convince you a little more.
Yeah. The Broncos, real quick, needed. Yeah. We did this the other day, but they needed miracles to beat the Jets, Giants, Texans, and Raiders.
Eagles.
Well, yeah, but at least they're good. But like those other four teams,
trash.
They needed like
more of a miracle though. They had to score 18 on eight.
Fourth quarter miracles.
To Keith's point, those are miracles against trash.
Against trash teams. And like you needed this wild comeback. You needed a crazy turnover from the other team, this, that, and the other thing.
So
but,
here's the remaining schedule for those three. That's another reason to believe in the Pats. Because if they outplay these other two down the stretch, then they're the one seed with the bye week and home field advantage. That'd be another reason to do it. You know the Pats schedule, but I'll give it to you real quick. Home against the Jets on Thursday, at the Bengals without Burrow. Home against the Giants Monday night, bye week. Home against Buffalo waiting after the bye.
Ooh.
At Baltimore, at the Jets, home against the Dolphins.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's two tough games on there. Even the Buffalo one is going to be a good spot for you and a bad spot for the Bills.
Well, they oddly, going into the year, especially when Burrow went down, you're like, they have four tough games on the schedule.
Yeah.
They're 2-0 in the four tough games.
So far.
Okay.
And just
Those aren't even like chalk-up losses either.
No, split those two games, you're looking at a 14-win season.
Holy mackerel.
But that's cheerleader radio.
Well, it's just the truth.
The Colts, here's what they have left, because you know the Patriots schedule. They're on the bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
They come back at Kansas City.
Ooh, good one.
Home against the Texans, at Jacksonville, at Seattle. So three out of their next four are on the road.
Then at Seattle, that's a hornet's nest. They got the 12s.
The 12s are ready to go.
Dave Matthews might be there. Chris Pratt.
They're home on Monday night against the Niners. They're home against Jacksonville. They're at Houston. I don't think there's a gimme game on the slate. That doesn't mean they lose them all, but I don't think there's a layup gimme game left for the Colts following the bye week. The Broncos. Home against Kansas City this week.
Ooh,
so the next 2 weeks, The Colts and Broncos both play the Chiefs.
That's going to be Nance Romo.
Gotta be.
Then
they're on the bye.
All right.
At Washington, at Vegas, win-win.
Those are probably going to be dubs.
Home against Green Bay. Home against Jacksonville.
Okay.
At Kansas City.
Yes.
So a second matchup with them.
Juicy.
And then home against the Chargers.
Broncos, they both have way tougher schedules going forward.
Way tougher. And so it's not just about your easy schedule to this point. The schedule drastically shifts in your favor down the stretch.
And so what led to our would you rather before about would you rather the top seed or the Chiefs miss the playoffs, the reason why I even brought that up is when these head-to-head games, you can root against the Chiefs, so that means the Broncos and the Colts win, which would keep them on pace with the Patriots fighting for the number one seed, but you're pushing the Chiefs further down the standings, or the Chiefs could help you. They could beat the Colts. They could beat the Broncos a couple of times. And then you kind of walk into the number one seed. Now, the problem would be they would then most likely be a wild card team, and then you might even face them in the divisional round. But either way, like all that schedule math is advantage Patriots.
100%. Yeah. Text line says the Drake May downfall will be epic. Yeah. If Drake May has a downfall, they will not be contending for a Super Bowl. I mean, I feel safely in saying that.
But maybe it won't come until next year like Jaden Daniels.
Maybe. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Does the road to the Super Bowl go through Foxborough? It certainly looks like it does if you play out the schedule. You can jump in there. And coming up next, it's a Tuesday at 1245, which means it's time for the madness, Kiefer Madness.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.